Welcome to Slugnet. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is a Maximonta Pro versions 4.2.1 and earlier face active exploitation via CVE-2026-36475. Attackers bypass file uploaded validation to deploy web shells, enabling remote code execution. WordFence has blocked nearly 200,000 attempts since the August 19 patch. Application security and IT operations teams should upgrade to version 4.2.2 immediately. Additionally, inspect the Elacbol content upload/elementor/form/directory for rogue PHP files to identify compromised systems. At number 2, Google has patched an actively exploited V8.0 day in Chrome. This type confusion bug, tracked as CVE-2026-85V-46, allows remote attackers to execute arbitrary code inside the browser sandbox. Applications security and IT operations teams should update Chrome to version 152.0.7977TOR.0 and to res 952.0.7070.0. Number 3. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise patched CVE-2026-73749, a buffer overflow in the Aruba OS CX network operating system. This flaw allows unauthenticated remote attackers to execute code with elevated privileges. The vulnerability affects multiple release branches. HPE has not reported active exploitation or publicly available proof-of-concept code. Application security, IT operations, and SOC teams should note this update. Number 4. The source text does not contain any information regarding Microsoft Teams, QR codes, or external user message controls. The source text does not confirm that this change is in development or that a rollout is expected to begin in October 2026 for Android, desktop, iOS, and Mac. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. Coder disclosed that attackers compromised its Cloudflare infrastructure to inject unauthorized servers into the registry.coder.com pool. This delivered malicious Terraform modules to a subset of users between 0735 and 21,045 UTC on August 31. These modified modules acted as information stealers, exfiltrating provisioner secrets, cloud API keys, and database credentials to the lookalike domain coderinfra.com. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 6. Group IB disclosed Berzetsu, a Python-based malware framework enabling initial access brokers to commercialize compromised Windows hosts through the infected marketplace. The toolkit uses generative AI to triage victim data, collect browser histories and digital certificates, and locate Brazilian CNMV financial files for potential payment fraud. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 7. Microsoft is rolling out a Teams feature in October 2026 that automatically obscures QR codes from external senders. Recipients must manually reveal the image before scanning. This change targets phishing risks by forcing deliberate interaction. SOC and IT operations teams should note this update for Android, desktop, iOS, and Mac platforms. Number 8. Cisco has patched a critical flaw in Nexus 9000 switches that allows unauthenticated attackers to execute code as root. The issue stems from unrestricted IP binding. While Cisco reports no active exploitation, IT operations and security teams should apply the fix or block traffic to those ports. Number 9. Cisco Talos details the operational friction of adversary engagement, noting how analysts maintain multiple personas to interact with cybercriminals. The report also examines the AI safety penalty, where model guardrails block legitimate forensic tasks. This asymmetry favors attackers using unconstrained models. Identity, IT operations, and SOC teams should review these findings. Number 10. Plex released updates for Media Server 1.43.3 and Desktop 1.15.0 to address multiple undisclosed security flaws. The vendor urges users to apply these patches immediately. While specific vulnerability details remain unavailable, CVE identifiers have been requested. Identity, IT operations, and security teams should prioritize this update. That is today's briefing. Stay secure,